com.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site for free. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Some of the conversation has been about the Adam Kokesh plotted disobedience, where 1,000, if they have their way, 1,000 armed individuals will have rifles slung to their backs. They will walk from Arlington, Virginia, if they are not arrested immediately. Or somehow broken up at the National Cemetery, the Arlington, the VA Cemetery, I guess.
No, that's Arlington in Virginia.
What's that?
It is Arlington National Cemetery.
Right. It's a VA.
No, it is not VA.
It's not VA?
It is maintained by the old guard of the U.S. Army. Not the same.
It's federal, but it's still a military installation.
Yes, but do not conflate the two.
Okay. To me, they're all the military. So, in this case, it's the military installation where they're going to be meeting up. It's out front of that, but that's still controlled by the military, that road, that area.
Makes it a federal offense, potentially, right?
Correct. That means that that many of these marchers may not even make it to the D.C. border because they may be threatened and or arrested before they even get to group up in order to make the march. Nemi says she's thinking about going to this event, and the opinions on the show on Monday night were pretty firmly against this particular event. You may be the first Free Talk Live co-host to come out in favor of it, Nemi. So we'll continue.
Spectacular.
Yeah, we'll continue here. Other people,
me going against the grain? No way. Never happened.
Other people would like to comment, so let's go to the phones here and talk first to Mark in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know. I got mixed emotions about the march, Adam Kokesh. You know, there's a saying that the pen of a scholar is mightier than the blood of a martyr. And so what I'm trying to get at is there are ways to challenge the system without putting your liberty and your life on the line. I don't think it's totally come to that extent yet. For instance, let's think about this. If the Supreme Court has passed down a decision saying that the gun laws of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, are void, but yet Kokesh is saying, I'm going to march because you're still upholding the laws that have been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, instead of doing that, why not send a letter to the chief of police who's already said that they would arrest Adam? And put down a list. If I come into your city and I have a gun, as he's proposing to do, will you arrest me, yes or no? And let them formally answer that. And if they say yes, then take it up to the U.S. District Attorney's office and start filing complaints. So you could really start laying paperwork on these people and put them in a position that's going to be difficult for them to get out of. The other thing, too, is
I don't see how it would be very difficult for them to get out of. I mean, there was an article I saw earlier that said that the Supreme Court has upheld the D.C. area's right to ban firearms.
Well, you know, it's a really interesting situation because, in my mind, that's really a federal territory. It's not like one
DC.
Of these states.
That's right.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. I got mixed emotions about that, and I would really need to sit down and read some decisions. But the thing about this,
so maybe you're right. I mean, maybe there's some sort of legalistic approach that could work here. If so, where are all the gun attorneys? You know, are they coming out of the woodwork to offer assistance? Maybe they are. We just don't know it.
That's true. Now, also, have you ever heard of what's called a declaratory judgment?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it means.
Okay, a declaratory judgment is where you petition a court to make a decision on a hypothetical case without you having to get arrested for it. So I can submit
the sound of that one.
I can submit a petition in the nature of a declaratory judgment saying, Judge, here's what the laws are. I want to do this. I believe it's within the scope of the law, or I'm challenging the law. I believe that if I want to do this, it's constitutional, and there's nothing that the state laws can say to change that. And I want you to make a decision, and now my personal life and liberty are not on the line. If the judge rules against me, fine, I get to go home at the end of the day, and I can start filing an appeal if I want. So instead,
how much does that cost?
Well, if you're destitute and don't have the money, you can file a inform a pauperis, and you could file that for free.
So how come we don't have people doing these sorts of things? I mean, are there people doing them? Are there people doing them and they're just not getting publicity?
That's correct. In Oklahoma, about 8 years ago, there was a group that filed a petition for a declaratory judgment to force the state of Oklahoma to declare what is legal tender. According to the Constitution, it's gold and silver coin. It's all that can be used to pay off a debt.
No, that's just for states. States can't issue currency that's not gold and silver, as I understand the Constitution in that case.
Well, but my point was is they were asking for a declaratory judgment because when they attempt to pay the Oklahoma Tax Commission with gold and silver, they wouldn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they were trying to I don't remember what the final decision was. It got dismissed at the lower court.
Then they appealed it?
I don't believe they did.
So the case was dismissed without the judgment even being issued.
That's correct. That's correct.
Because the courts aren't obligated to take on your question. So you can file a case, and then they can just say, case dismissed.
Well, you're missing the point. I'm trying to think who it was from the state that represented the state. But they filed a motion to dismiss for failure to state a claim upon which relief can be granted, and the judge granted that. Now, they could have taken it up on appeal, and this is my next issue, and most people don't know this, is if you take somebody who is challenging the system through the courts, so if you go out here and let's say you march and go ahead and get arrested, if you're not really ready to handle that legal argument in court, you can set bad precedent
that
the next person who wants to challenge that, they got to overcome your bad decision.
That's very true.
Extremely difficult. So yeah. I don't say that to just have everybody rush out and say, well, I'm just going to file a petition for declaratory judgment. They need to have their research done. They need to really look at a lot of case law and study that so that they can really pursue it.
So basically, you'd have to be a total legal hobbyist and or you'd have to be a lawyer who has enough free time to be able to pursue these sorts of things because there's no real money to be made at it. So you'd have to be a lawyer moving on principle. And there just don't seem to be that many of those people. I mean, maybe go ahead.
If you got 1,000 people that are willing to march, that's going to cost them money. Why don't they put that money into a legal fund and go pursue a legal avenue?
They would just get taken by the attorneys and then get nothing out of it, and the attorneys get thousands of dollars.
Yeah, if you do your homework, there are some attorneys that are reputable. They're few and far between, but, I mean, there are some out there.
Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Daniel's in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think that Okesh's plan, he definitely gets points for audacity and
laziness. He's got audacity.
He's throwing the gauntlet down. I definitely think that there is a very strong chance of it just blowing up in the space. I mean, the worst-case scenario is pretty bad. But I do think that, you know, amongst the broader sort of liberty movement, you know, people talk about confrontation and sort of throwing the gauntlet down. And the way I see it is that the state is violent and it's not going away without some violence. You know,
I'd like to get into that further if you don't mind. Stand by, Daniel. We'll bring you back here in a moment. Is violence inevitable between those of us who are in the liberty movement and the state? That seems to be what he's touching on. We'll get him to clarify in a moment. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you would like. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The conversation has come back around to this Kokesh planned event in D.C. That's actually going to be an alleged march with people bearing rifles on their backs from Virginia to D.C., and a lot of people have comments they want to share on this. NEMI even supports it. Mark and myself, not so much, but we'll get back into it here. 855-450-FREE.
Have you considered getting some storable food for some kind of emergency situation? If you have, let me tell you about food.freetalklive.com. There we have the Legacy Premium brand, which is singular in the world of stored food because it's not just storable for up to 25 years, and that's what a lot of them will say, is that their food's storable for up to 25 years, but they're storable for up to 25 years because they're in nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouches that are sealed around the edges with, I believe it's more than a quarter-inch seal around the edges. And they've got an oxygen absorber in there just for good measure. It's the oxygen that makes it so that the food deteriorates over time. Also, these packages have meals of, four servings or so. It's not some big, giant number 10 can that has so many meals in it. If you have just a short emergency situation that, a bunch of food's going to go wasted. Mm. It's a great choice. It's also 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. All that for less than $1.50 a meal. And that's on average half of what the cost is for the competition. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. There we link to the Legacy Premium brand, so you can go there and purchase what you need. We've got the Mega Sampler Pack. If you use coupon code FTL when you check out, it's less than $1.50 a meal. food.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to the phones, back to your thoughts. Daniel, listening in California. Daniel, you're back on Free Talk Live. There was a point you were kind of getting to before we went away about violence in the states and activism. What were you trying to get to?
The point is, we all agree that the state is violent, and we should expect that they're not going to go away without a fight. That's the type of people we're dealing with. They are prepared to escalate much further than we are prepared to. And by virtue of the fact that we want to be peaceful and they want to be violent. And, yeah, I don't really know how that plays out in the long run, but I think that the trap that Adam is sticking his hand into to see if he can pull it back out again, he shouldn't be surprised if it slams on his hand and he loses an arm,
We had on the show not too long ago, it's been quite a few months, a woman who had written a book, a college professor, written a book called, Civil Action, and it was talking about how more and more successful nonviolent action is in getting changes within, more freedom within the areas of the state and that kind of thing, and how less and less effective violence is. That as the state... Yeah, as the state gets more, as technology continues to advance, and people are unable to, or disallowed from keeping up with the state in the area of weapons technology, it's just going to become impossible to fight these people. There's no fight when they can just drop hellfire missiles on you from remote control airplanes in the sky that can stay aloft for hours and days.
How many bombs have the Palestinians set off, and where is it gotten?
Yeah, almost nowhere.
Yeah.
Escalation isn't going to bring us to peace, and some could see this as an escalation of violence, even though marching with rifles isn't actually violent, and no one will be in danger by them, by the fact of them marching with rifles. Some could see that as escalation. The police could use that as an excuse to attack.
I'm sure the police will see it as escalation.
Oh, sure, they do. They've already said they do.
Yeah, but I do think the court battles that could come out of it could be interesting.
They certainly could.
I'm not a legal scholar, but it could definitely, it makes it into a discussion.
Well, I would hope Kokesh and anybody else involved is consulting with attorneys prior to attending.
Well, I am, but I have gun friends who are attorneys, so it just so happens that way. But what it comes down to for me is really a matter of discretion. I don't know if you remember seeing this, but there was a guy on NBC's Meet the Press who was in D.C. and held up an empty magazine after Sandy Hook. 30-round magazines on television. They're illegal in D.C. And he was having a interview with the NRA president.
Mm-hmm.
And the D.C. Attorney General declined to prosecute.
Really?
This, yeah, declined to pursue charges. That's discretion.
That's true.
To me. So,
and they're more likely to use it on a member of the media than
someone who has high scrutiny. True.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, but my point here is there's really a point of discretion. How are the cops going to take it? The cops are going to take it as a threat. That is certainly their choice. Adam has been clear that people are not there to cause trouble or
that's
commit
what Adam
violence.
Has said, but if you look at the posts on the some of the supporters of this event, you know, it's time for a revolution and lots of kind of saber rattling.
Well, I've got a proposal. What if they had sort of like an auxiliary force of unarmed people who just sort of formed a ring around them so that the cops would have to just come through bashing up unarmed, peaceful people in order to get to the guys with the gun.
Hey, that's a great idea.
As long as you're willing to, face...
Or whatever.
Yeah, as long as you're willing to face resisting arrest and obstructing government administration charges.
I guess I'm cynical because I've been part of the Free State Project now for going on a decade. There's 14,000, over 14,000 signers of the Free State Project. It's taken more than a decade to do that. That there's going to be this 10,000 people. How many likes are we at on this event at this point, Ian?
I tried to pull it up. I don't have the event. I don't remember what the name of the event is, so I can't pull it up.
Oh, it's got to be out there somewhere, so I'll go
maybe
take a look.
Nemi has
it's hard for me to imagine this is all going to go
right
off the way it's supposed to.
I think
Open
that,
Carry March.
And I think that's probably what...
It definitely will not go according to plan.
Thanks. And how can you plan this? I mean, you don't know what the cops' response is going to be.
Almost 3,000 are signed up as going.
So they may very well reach...
It's kind of like starting a war. You don't know how it plays out.
Yeah. Hey, Daniel, thanks for the call.
It'll be the first Facebook war, that's for sure.
Appreciate your call tonight, man. Thank you. At 855-453, Richard is on the line in California. Hey, Richard, you're on via Skype.
Hey, I think the whole march thing is pretty scary, and a bunch of people could get hurt. And the way to deal with it is, since the government knows it's going to happen, I think everybody should wear Adam masks and march unarmed with like 3D printed airsoft rifles or something. Make a mockery of the entire situation.
That's not a terrible idea.
Hurt,
although
it
might actually be illegal to have an airsoft rifle in D.C., so you might want to be careful with that, too.
Okay, well, some kind of, or whatever. Like, just, make a mockery. Like, bring the whole, just wrap it all up into one big joke and bring that to the American people.
I don't think it's a terrible idea. I don't know if you had something else you wanted to share. If you do, stick with us. 855-450-FREE. We'll come back and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. It doesn't have to be about this march in D.C. I say discretion should be used on the side of the activists, and they should use their discretion to get the hell out of D.C. and come to New Hampshire, where you can actually have some effect on changing things. This isn't going to change D.C. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. The event is the Open Carry March on Washington, and it currently has over 2,900 people claiming that they will be attending. Our very own Nemi says she might just end up being one of them.
Might
end up strapping a rifle to her back. And
well,
then...
no, I'm not. See, I am a fan of handguns. I'm not interested in strapping a gun
Are
to my back
going
and going
to crash
DC?
The event. Because Adam Kokesh says he only wants people with rifles, but this is one of the problems.
Well, you know what? I have several friends buried at the cemetery, so if Kokesh wants to take my attendance as crashing anything, I think he can kiss my lily white.
Well, that's the thing. This is one of the issues with having public events, is you don't get to control who shows up. So the larger an event becomes, the more difficult it becomes to have any semblance of influence over it. And I've seen this happen with the 420 celebrations in Keene, for instance, where I was asked later on, months later, by a police officer if I supported somebody jumping out in front of an ambulance to stop the ambulance from getting wherever it was going, because allegedly, during one of said 420 celebrations, some kid in the park, who I don't know, jumped out in front of an ambulance. This according to the police officer, mm-hmm. and you know, allegedly prevented said ambulance from getting to its destination, at least for a certain period of time. And the guy was asking me if I supported that. And the only reason he was asking me that is because well, he knew I was attending similar events, and so therefore everyone involved must be of an exact like mindset, even though it's a public park and you can't control what sort of fool shows up at this public park. He might not have even been there for the 420 celebrations. Who knows?
And the 420 celebrations wouldn't exist if it hadn't been for the government deciding that people couldn't set on fire a piece of plant and, you know, inhale the smoke. I mean,
sure.
You know, that's so if you want to blame somebody, let's look at the root of the problem here.
No, all right. But my point is, that's where the trick's going to come in here for Kokesh. I don't disbelieve Adam. I think he wants to have a peaceful event. I think that he's willing to turn around if his way is blocked. I mean, if you look at the event's description, if the government lines up police to block them from D.C., they're not going to try to cross that that barricade. They're not going to force
7 hours ago, this is a new post that I hadn't seen either. This event is now a call for mass civil disobedience. Break whatever unconstitutional law you choose. Law enforcement has made it clear that they have no respect for the Constitution, and so we will shut them down by overwhelming them. I will still be crossing the line on the Memorial Bridge and facing up to 5 years in jail. That is from Adam.
So now he's just saying if you want to do a drug protest, you can bring a joint out and walk
with
that.
He doesn't really care who's showing up.
Okay. So, but he was trying to make it seem like it was going to be this peaceful event, and I think that's his intention. I think that's what he wants for it. But ultimately, if you decide to break ranks and show up without a rifle and instead show up open carrying a handgun, you'll be breaking the rules of the event. But ultimately, it doesn't matter because he can't tell you you can't be there because it's all going to supposedly happen on public property.
And further there, you know, anybody who believes that there's going to be some kind of violent revolution, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are shining their gun for the day. You know,
yep.
They're getting that baby greased up just for the day that happens.
I do that every day.
So the violent revolution, that person may shoot, may show up with their gun ready to fight.
And if they do that, then you've got a situation where the police are not going to be pinpoint accurate on who
they decide
to take out.
Pinpoint accurate? They shot a bunch of innocent people at the Empire State Building that they were shooting that guy. They shot a bunch of people around him. I mean, you know, how can you? You can't be pinpoint accurate.
So maybe it'll be the gun polisher types that you're talking about, Mark, or maybe it'll be a you know, an agent provocateur who's
some kind of bulletproof gear,
who's actually put in there by the police for the purposes of rousting people up and creating a conflict where there otherwise wouldn't have been one. These are the difficulties, some of the difficulties that someone creating this event will be facing, and there's really not much you can do about it besides talk to people and try to get them to come on board with your vision for what the event is. If they don't, there's nothing you can do about it. Let's go back to Richard. He's in California for further thoughts. Richard, you're back on Free Talk Live on the Skype.
Scary. I think Adam masks with purple pinwheels or pink ones, just something overtly harmless.
I think
like
that the masks
just
are
shift,
creepy.
Just shift, because the government's expecting weapons and all that, and just shift. That'll scare me even more, and that'll make a bigger statement and get more people to think about it.
And it'll psych them out, too. That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
I like that idea. Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, so that way everybody is Adam Kokesh for the afternoon.
I think
they're going to arrest.
Interesting, and there's this toy gun protest that's going on, too.
But there's also one that Cindy Sheehan is calling for. Hers is called the 1,000 Women and Others to Muster for Peace and Common Sense.
I love the women and others.
Maybe she means children.
I don't know what she means.
Maybe dogs, cats.
It just sounds sexist to me.
Marine veteran Adam Kokesh, writes Cindy Sheehan, is calling for a Second Amendment action in Washington, D.C., where he's asking for 1,000 people to bring loaded rifles to Arlington Cemetery to march into D.C. and challenge some kind of idea that he has that his guns will be taken away. While we appreciate the First Amendment, I think she means the Second Amendment, and are not against reasonable background checks.
Well, this is a protest, so the right to peacefully assemble.
Yeah.
So it's
waiting. I see what you're saying. The First Amendment and waiting times for gun ownership. We are not totally opposed to the Second Amendment, but we are fully opposed to provoking the police state into inevitable violence, where innocents can get caught in the crossfire.
Wait, Wait a second. I'm sorry. Continue, Ian.
D.C. is packed with families on the 4th of July. There are other ways to support your rights than put innocent men, women, and children in harm's way. That's what the Empire does. Our goal is to bring flowers and peaceably put ourselves between the riflemen and the police state to avert any violence.
Good
Please
for her.
Join us on the bridge for peace and common sense.
Good for her.
Now, of course, I don't agree that there should be any restrictions on firearm ownership or buying them or anything like that imposed by the state. I don't agree with her on that.
I mean, in D.C., you're not allowed to have one outside your house. That's the part is that just drives me crazy.
But you don't live in D.C., so why do you
travel
care?
To D.C. I have business in D.C. Yes, I do, at least once a year.
Okay.
I have family buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Why do you think I took you to task on who owns it and who's in charge down there? I have, you know, this is something that's important to me. This is an area that's important to me. So Chicago is as well. And you know, I really appreciate that Adam is at least bringing awareness to it. And I certainly appreciate all the points that the callers have made, that you guys have made, that I've heard on the Internet. But and I don't necessarily.
We're gonna miss you if you go to prison.
Hey, you know what? Write me mail to jail, baby.
You only get mailed to jail if you are in jail in New Hampshire.
Oh, good. So I'll be down in the clink in Virginia.
I consider this event coming off without anybody going to jail or dying to be a full on victory.
Well, sure.
If anyone doesn't go to jail, yeah, that would be a huge victory.
Oh, I'm concerned about the possibility of people getting shot too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very concerned.
Let's go to D.C. calling from L.A. D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Well, actually, I'm in North Louisiana, but that's okay. And,
sorry about that. That was my bad. Go ahead.
Y'all had a news item earlier about a court ruling. You know, one says, yeah, you can make the morning after pill available for 15-year-olds, and then, you know, within a week, another judge is saying, no, you can't.
Hmm.
And one of the things that you have to have to be able to breathe free in your liberty, you have to be able to know the rule. And, like, the whole idea with the legislative process, that's supposed to make rules change slowly so that, you know, people can keep up. Now, when you have a rule being made one day by a judge and given force of law, and then within a week being reversed, well, that's, you know, how are you going to know the rules? And I can just see the mess.
I think you're going to be a 15-year-old girl going to the store trying to get the morning after pill to find out what the rules are.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I get you, man. I mean, the rules, they are confusing, and how could anybody possibly know them? I mean, if the idea was that this system was supposed to keep things slow, it'd be impossible for you to read all the laws in a lifetime, in three lifetimes. You couldn't possibly read all their rules. DC, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. More coming up with your thoughts here. Welcome. About what if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you would like at 855-450-FREE. All the options on our website you will find for free. So enjoy it. freetalklive.com. We've got listening options for you. Get tuned into our live streams. Over 100 great radio stations. Satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where there are going to be new channels. You'll be finding us on as of tomorrow. I'm not sure what time tomorrow, but at some point we will be putting out notice. We'll give you a heads up. So if you're on our email list, you'll know about those things first. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for that email list. And also we'll post it to our Facebook and Twitter. So again, go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn about the variety of methods that you can get tuned in. Satellite, radio, live streams, and more. All at listen.freetalklive.com.
It's Wednesday. Mother's Day is Sunday. If that makes your heart start pounding in your chest, you haven't done anything yet, just understand. Look, your brothers and sisters, they probably are already taking care of getting something really nice for Mom. If you go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter coupon code FTL, you'll see the one dozen rainbow roses that we have as a special offer for Free Talk Live. You can upgrade that one dozen rainbow roses to two dozen rainbow roses and get some chocolates. You can get that for $29.98. The one dozen is $19.99. The upgrade is $29.98. It's a great deal. This is a beautiful arrangement. We got it at my house, and I've got to say, it's lovely. And the roses lasted a really long time. Roses aren't known to be the longest-lasting flower out there, but they are considered by many to be the most beautiful. Go to proflowers.com, Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Type in FTL. Let's show ProFlowers.com that FTL can really deliver as far as sales go of the rainbow rose bouquet. Just go to ProFlowers.com, microphone in the upper right. Click on it. Type in FTL. Order now. This special price is ending soon.
We will continue here with your calls at 855-450-FREE plus another kidnapping story that Nemi will share. First, Fred's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Fred.
Yeah, what I want to talk about, it's on a light note, is, you discussed the War Powers Act, and we're on a war footing in the United States now. And
seems that way.
That's kind of, it's kind of murky. And what I want to bring out on a light note is there used to be traditions in the United States, and one way we could tell as a nation that we was in a war footing was the great eagle, the seal. He holds a arrows in one claw, and he holds an olive branch in the other claw. And it used to be when we was in a declared war by Congress that there's two sets of everything in the White House, the dishes, the napkins, the pins, the insignia on the cop, on the planes, everything. And when we're in a war footing, then they bring out the set with the eagle holding the claws and the arrows in the right hand. Yeah. And then when we're in a peace time setting, they drag out everything with eagle bearing the olive branch in the right claw. And I was just wondering about this the last year. And maybe somebody can call in and, if someone would know what the eagle is bearing now.
Well, I've got to say, I'm interested in this. I've never heard this before, but it sounds like an entirely huge waste of money.
Yeah, let's have a whole set of dishes wartime.
A second set of dishes. I mean, for God's sakes, let's sell those things on eBay, see what we would get for them, and maybe we can offset some of this travel budget that Obama gets.
Thanks for the call, Fred. I'd recommend Google on that one. 855-450-FREE. What does it matter whether the eagle's holding branches or whatever? I mean, what matters is whether or not bombs are falling on human beings over in some other country, and that's definitely happening.
It's definitely happening.
It doesn't matter whether or not Congress passed some piece of paper to authorize it. They're doing it anyway because they do whatever they want. All right, Nemi, we started the show out talking about this disturbing story that got a lot of press, is getting a lot of press, out of, I think it was Cleveland in Ohio, where three women were found, plus a six-year-old girl, inside a dungeon, basically, dungeon home, where this guy was, and apparently only the guy at this point, he's the only one who's been charged. His brothers have been released. They have not been charged. This guy was keeping these women hostage for 10 years and raping them, and one of them ended up having a kid. Others were pregnant. He beat the pregnancies out of them, essentially. Disturbing story, but it's not the only story about a kidnapping.
Actually,
and
this
molestation.
One is molestation and sex trafficking in Vermont. For about 12 years, beginning when he was 12, a Vermont boy was treated as a sex slave by a West Haven fire captain and a former West Haven firefighter, Vermont police said. Court documents used to arrest the men included explicit details from the accuser. He told police how, as a young man, he was subtly lured into a sexual relationship with a much older man. Mm. And it came to be that he purchased a dirt bike and was not able to make payments. And so he was eventually lured
like
into
a prison trick.
Yeah, right, here's my dirt bike. Right, exactly. And
hold
so,
up, he purchased the dirt bike from the fireman?
From the fireman, was not able to make payments, and so...
Well,
Sonny, you know, do me a favor.
Are you willing to do anything to make the payment?
Right. So, okay. So, I've lost my spot in the story, I'm sorry.
Where is this coming from, by the way?
This is coming from...
To make you lose your point.
Goodness gracious. Again, yes. This is from the Hartford Courant in Connecticut.
And this is just a couple months old.
Yep.
So it's a relatively fresh story.
Yeah. The reason it came across my desk again is one of the folks who was accused has committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the victim, now 25.
Do you think he did it?
Seems likely.
Yeah.
You know, I'm inclined to think, yeah. So he was supposed to pay for this dirt bike with sex acts, but it escalated to a long-term situation that included bondage, other men, and eventually other young people.
Ooh.
In the end, there had been hundreds of incidences. So these two men in Vermont had been Actually, West Haven, Connecticut man and a Cavendish, Vermont man were arrested and charged with aggravated sexual assault and slave trafficking. So the 39-year-old from West Haven, Connecticut, has committed suicide in the face of this. He and the other person are out on bail, about $150,000 bail apiece.
Wow.
The victim went to Vermont police in February and reported that he had been assaulted repeatedly. He estimated that he had 300 to 400 sexual encounters with Mayer between the time of the ages of 12 and 16. And he had easily twice as many with the other man. So, this is,
And he was kidnapped by them?
No, he was in the sex trade. He was trafficked as a slave, sex slave.
Because he owed them money for a dirt
bike.
Right,
that's right.
So, he was trafficked as a sex slave is what the part I don't understand.
He was taken, not kidnapped, I assume, but taken and passed around to this person's friends as a sex toy.
So things changed hands, essentially? I mean, obviously there was a dirt bike.
There was a dirt bike, but the visits continued, and so did the flow of money and goods in exchange for sex acts, which gradually transitioned from conventional sex to bondage and more. So there was a similar arrangement established.
So at some point, just to clarify, he started this at age 12.
Yeah.
At some point, he became of consensual age, and in Vermont, I'm going to guess it's 16. So at some point, he became the age of consent.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, was he being a prostitute?
No.
I mean,
I don't know. I guess
because they said that other things were flowing here. There was a statement there that said it was more than just the dirt bike. That presumably he paid off the dirt bike and then was getting other goodies.
Yeah.
In exchange,
the visits continued, and so did the flow of money and goods in exchange for sex acts, which gradually transitioned from conventional sex to bondage and more. The affidavit said. So Barlotta had. I'm jumping around in the article here.
Barlotta.
This is one of the two people charged with the sex slaves here. So they brought adolescents from Connecticut to Vermont and asked this person to perform sex acts on people he didn't know.
Gotcha. So the victim in this case, the young man, was then being asked to perform sex acts on other
people.
Young people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So during the meeting, the victim, the person who's reporting... he's now 22.
Mm-hmm.
Said, are they going to meet where they used to 10 or 11 years earlier when he was 14 or 15? Do you remember when you used to tag team me? He said, uh-huh, is the reply. Meyer was arrested at the end of the meeting. There were questions asked. He had a long-term special
arrangement. So they wired this guy up?
They wired this guy up.
This has been getting done more and more, is that people that have been abused as young people will call their accusers. Mm-hmm. And their accusers, to them, it's a relationship.
Right.
To their abusers.
Right.
Their abusers, it's a relationship. So, you know, it's just like an ex-girlfriend calling,
I remember those old days. And now you're under arrest.
That's the kind of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting story. And I wish we had more time to delve further into it, but we'll post it to the Free Talk Live Facebook page so you can get more detail. And then we'll talk to you again tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Superfam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.